Hello.
Hey, Yusuf.
What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up? It's Joey. Yeah, I just forgot to give you a call.
No, for sure. I'm rolling now. I'm good. Heading back home. All right, man. Yeah, so, what you got?
All right. No, I was gonna leave that part up to you. What are you thinking? Do you have some time to think about it?
I'm very. I like to make good decisions. So I thought about it, but I'm hoping that you guys are the company I need. Again, I just feel like these cold call companies is like BS, but I guess you gotta hustle hard. You gotta get it how you can. God damn it. So my brother-in-law, another part of my research, my brother-in-law already had, he already had signed on with a company similar to you guys. So I was like, I gave him your guys' name.
Yep.
And he's on with a company called Top Something. Not that you know them, but maybe you do. Anyway, my question to you, I'm gonna get the name. And I'm not gonna compare apples to oranges like you say. But these people, I think he pays $50 a month, and it's called Top Line Pro. And he paid $50 a month, and he gave them to me a while back, and I just never jumped on it. So I asked him, I was like, hey, how did that ever work out for you, the idea of them doing the marketing? He said he still pays, after a year later, he's still with them, and he's gotten jobs. He said, I've actually closed some pretty decent jobs. The lead comes in, they call him and say, hey, you have a lead that came in on your website. I guess they notify him. They notify him and let him know if he came in, and that he's closed some decent jobs with that. He only paid $50. I'm like, he's telling me $250, but they're gonna blast me on Google first page, and he's like, he don't have that, but they do put him on Google, but he didn't want to pay the extra. So I'm like, bro, you already paid freaking money, then pay the extra for it.
Right.
But I'm gonna pick $250. I'm cool with that number, but you guys are gonna get me work though potentially. I live in a pretty busy county area.
I mean, there's always, I guess, a risk of anything, but that's just like being a business owner, right? You didn't become a business owner because it was the safest job in the world, right? It's, you know, you got to go out and find your own jobs. You know what I mean? So technically with anything there is, but I mean, you can answer the question yourself. I mean, the number one search engine is what? It's Google. I mean, there's really second to none for anything else. I mean, everybody uses it in their daily lives, especially nowadays. Back in the day before COVID, you know, it wasn't really that big of a deal how you were doing your marketing. You know, if you were on Google or not, there was plenty of ways. But there's so much competition now that really the only way to be competitive is to find yourself on Google. You know, that's where everybody's basically searching. So, yeah, I'm not too familiar with the other company that your friend was working with. But,
fair.
I mean, you could definitely compare, though. You could try us out, see how we do. Just to remind you, obviously, you know, one is the Google listing, two is the website, and three is your Facebook advertisements too. So it's not just one thing where we're like, hey, you got a lead. It's like it's an unlimited call service. You'll get as many calls as you want. So it's going to be that flat $249 rate for you as well.
And then you guys notify me through like an app, or I get it like to my email that someone, okay, that was another thing. So with my dog business, they inquire and they put, oh, this is the color dog I want. This is my budget, blah, 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 my time frame. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of how you set it up? Like I do a questionnaire, they send me an inquiry?
No. So it's a call service. So like we can set up your website where it's like you can contact like a contact me page where they can inquire like what you're mentioning and then have them send it to your email. Sure. You can do that, right? That's. Okay. So if that's important, you just let our website design team know that. Google doesn't work like that though. Google is a call service. So, you know what I mean? So like, you'll get people that are just gonna call you. And they're gonna say, hey, we saw you online, we've seen that you offer A, B, and C, I was wondering if you guys can do this, this, and this. And then you just basically pick and choose what job you want.
For sure. Okay, and then also, Bob, this is probably not a you question, but, what's your thing? So, We're like general construction. Unfortunately, we do a bit of everything that's given a curse. But windows and doors is probably easiest for me to like kind of quote and like just get in and get out. So I kind of just want to do like windows. And then I even think like my mitigation business, maybe it should just be a separate business. Again, that's more of a personal question, but maybe give me your advice. I'm accepting it. But like I want to do my mitigation, like maybe just separate on the marketing end of it. I don't think the two should coexist. They're like two different things. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I will tell you that we at least have the benefit of talking to a lot of business owners, and it would be better if you were to separate them. and do one or the other, mainly because if they're two separate jobs, then you do want to separate them. You don't want to market towards both at the same time, because that you know, people may look at that as weird and really not go for it. So what most people do honestly is that they'll choose one, we'll do some heavy marketing, and if you want to do a second market separate and then kind of have them combined like naturally, then yeah, that would probably work. But yeah, if you're asking my opinion, I would recommend just focusing on one. Now you can choose 15 keywords though, right? So we could do multiple jobs if you wanted to. That's fine. Like if you do doors, if you do windows, if you do decks, if you do floors, bathroom models.
I'm thinking
that's
more exterior stuff,
okay.
But yeah, we do exterior stuff. So I was thinking more of that we do a bit of everything again. But I was thinking maybe for you guys, maybe you could help me with doors, windows, like siding or stuff, like exterior kind of stuff. And then eventually, as we start growing that business, my business that I've always had, then I'm a branch off. And her theory too was like she used to work in a dental office. They had like multiple, under the one umbrella, they have multiple different names for different like cities, like Beaufort, Dental, kind of that. And so they help with their reviews. Like they all have 5 stars, but like if someone had a negative experience with one, I guess it didn't maybe reflect the other. That's not like we plan to have bad stuff going on, but when construction mitigation usually goes smoothly because you're kind of there to save the day. Reconstruction always like is stressful for everybody. If they didn't intend on having a their whole house gutted and remodeled.
Right.
It can usually be stressful for both parties, for us and for them. I don't know why we decided against that line of work. But so I thought, and which like surf pros, a lot of the surf pros even, they kind of do mitigation and then they'll have like the recon as a sister company.
Mm-hmm,
anyway,
mm-hmm.
So anyway, I probably need to have a lot of businesses.
Having one.
All right. So for you guys, I'm excited to do windows, doors, siding, and stuff like that. And
sure.
The $250, yeah. I'm going to do it. Because you said $500 service, but I'm paying $250.
It's a $599 service with a $299 setup fee. But yeah, we're able to waive it down to. Say it again?
We waive in $299?
Waiving $299, yeah. Just so like right out the door, it's only $249 a month. I'm gonna lock you in at $249, and it's gonna be $249 for the rest of your career here with us. So it's not gonna go up. It's not like a 3 month introductory rate and then it shoots up to $599. It's always gonna be $249 for you, okay?
Well, the Google thing is like you guys are on. So you said this back end work that you guys are keeping me on Google. How does that work?
Well, you know, I could probably be on here for like 4 hours talking about the algorithm and the optimization and the marketing for Google. But in layman's terms, what we do is that we, at least in the first 30 days, we put about 100 hours of man hour power directly into your listing to get you listed on the first page, which means that there's a lot of optimization. We get you hooked up to 5 of the top directories right now. All of that directory submission and all that content creation, that takes a lot of time. It has to be the exact same throughout the internet everywhere that we look. So our team kind of goes with the fine tooth comb and runs it through. Now, once all that heavy lifting is done, then on a month to month basis, basically daily, what our team is doing is going in there, checking on your backlinks, making sure everything is working properly, checking on keywords that you guys are currently using, making sure that that's also working as well, making sure everything is optimized. We keep you on the first page. We rinse and repeat month over month. You know, the first 30 days is the hard one. Anything after that is kind of like a snowball effect with us.
So, two questions. The first one, I guess the Instagram. Do you guys, is it Facebook, Instagram, or is it Facebook?
So what we found is that the better results you're going to get is through Facebook, especially with what you guys do, like general contracting. It has a much better return. Now, if you were doing like clothing or something like beauty, something like that, then Instagram probably be better. But we'll just do Facebook advertisements, and that $249 also includes the paid advertisements that you're going to get. So you're not going to pay anything extra.
That's awesome. So my second question, I think in my last one, is with the Facebook, like my wife got her little dibble-dabble in doing her own marketing with Facebook and paying for the ads. And I think we paid maybe $10 or something, nothing crazy, but we just kind of started it off. And then I think we had it to where like they can access a question, like, you know, is that how you set it up, the ad, like to where like they can interact, like where they send me a question? Is that how the person does it, the design team?
So basically what I mean by that is you'll have your business Facebook page, right? We'll optimize it to make sure it's matching everything on the internet, right? Like I was mentioned to you earlier. But once all that's done, what they're doing is that they're doing actual live advertisements on a monthly basis. What I mean by that is that if anybody is using their Facebook within a 50-mile radius of your area, actually, let me double check. How far did you want to go out? Did you want to do 50 miles or?
Well, 40 miles. Like you're about, it's not like I'm talking about it. Oh, you're saying as far as how far I want to travel. Yeah, yeah. Don't scare me now.
Hey, man, you need an extra 10 miles. That's going to be another $300, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. But, yeah, 40 miles sounds good. I think, for sure.
Okay. So, yeah, so basically, anytime somebody's searching within that 40-mile radius, if they're on their Facebook and they were looking for somebody anywhere on any search engine, for somebody that, like you mentioned before, you say you want to do windows and stuff like that, they're going to be hit with advertisements as they're scrolling on their Facebook with your business. So it's going to say, hey, yeah. North Star Construction does windows. We saw you were searching for somebody to do windows. It's a whole advertisement. They can click on it. They'll be able to see your website. They'll be able to see your Google Business Profile. It'll have a click-to-call feature on there, so they can, like, literally click it, call you directly, and say, hey, found you online, man. Can you do the windows?
Can they click the message, or it has to click the call?
It's a Facebook page. So, like, if they don't want to click the call, they can click on your profile, read your profile,
yeah,
they'll be able to click to message you. Yeah, exactly.
Either way, awesome, brother. I'm excited, man. I hope this is everything you're saying, and you sound like a genuine person. I hope this is not an awkward scam from overseas. You know, like,
that'd be pretty elaborate.
Yeah, it'd be a pretty damn good scam artist.
Baghdad. I don't know if everybody's doing that at Baghdad, but probably.
I don't know what's happening.
No,
there.
Well, all right. I mean, look, at the end of the day, you know, we're only asking for 1% of that trust from you. I mean, we'll definitely earn the other 99. Once we close the listing, it's yours. And once we fulfill that listing, I'm going to set you up with a time to meet with our team. If you have some time a little bit available today, I can check to see if we have anything today, but Monday might be actually better. But we'll look into that. It's about 30 to 45 minutes to phone call, and they'll basically dive into all the nuts and bolts of your Google Business Profile, your website, and then also for your Facebook advertisements too. So they'll do all that later on. So what do you say? You want to give us a shot? Want to get the ball rolling?
I'm excited, man. Yeah, more excited. So we're doing it.
Cool. All right. Well, yeah, let's do it. So, I think you'll love this. Let me just make sure that everything is correct here for the Google listing. We have your name, obviously. I've been saying it correctly, right? Yosef?
Yusuf. A lot of people say Yosef. That's fine. No, Yusuf.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I was going to say, let me correct myself now. It's Yusuf.
Yeah.
Okay, and Yusuf, you spell it Y-U-S-S-E-F?
No, Y-U-S-U-F.
Y-U-S. Yep, got it, U-S. Y-U-S-U-F. Yep, got it, perfect, thank you. And then your last name?
Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
Okay, and what's a good email address for you?
N-S-C, oh, wait, crap, let me think. Yeah, that's fine. nscatlanta@gmail.com.
Okay. So nscatlanta@gmail.com. Perfect. And what is the phone number? 678-761-7629. Is that the one that you want your clients to call you on?
No, let me give it on.
You want a different number?
Yes.
All right. And is that the one that you want us to contact you on as well, or?
No. You guys keep the ones you got.
Keep you okay. So the client is the 770 number, and then for us to contact you would be the 678 number.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
All right, let me just switch that really quick.
Oh, don't kill me. It's 404. Sorry, 404-919-7249.
Oh, no, no, that's okay. Yeah, now's a good time to correct it. All right, 404-919-7249.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Okay, and you're out there in Lawrenceville, Georgia, right?
Yes.
All right, we got 240 Twinbrook Way. Is that the same address for your business as well?
No, no, we're going to change all that. It's 1995 Kilcrease Road, Bethlehem, Georgia, 30620.
All right, so, and you said 1995 Kill Creek Road, or is it Hill?
Kilcrease, K-I-L-C-R-E-A-S-E, Kilcrease.
Kilcrease, thank you. Okay, thank you. All right, so, okay, so 1995 Kilcrease Road, Bethlehem, Georgia, 30620. Is this the address you also want to do that 40-mile radius from?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so the exciting part here is you get to list off all the things you want to be found for. So when we're doing your Google listing, that's the keywords we're going to use. So Yusuf, what keywords do you want to be found for?
I should have to start up. So I guess like windows, doors.
Okay.
Siding, roofing.
Mm-hmm.
Decks, maybe.
Sorry, you said decks?
I said decks, but I mean, I don't want to do that. I'm sorry. That's not the decks. No, no, no decks.
Okay, no.
And I guess like handyman, is that a thing?
Yeah, yeah, handyman could be one of them, yeah. You could be as generic, too. Our team, so what they'll do is that, just to explain a little further, they'll look at the keyword in your area, and they'll find out which one makes the most sense. So, like, if you put one on here that only two people searched in the last 30 days, probably not going to use it, and they'll find other keywords that surround that same word and find out which one makes the most sense. So handyman would be perfect, so if you have any other generic ones, that would be cool, too.
I got nothing. No, but I guess we can talk with
them. Yeah, right. I was going to say, yeah, don't stress too much. When you meet our team today, well, either today or tomorrow, depending on the schedule, or today or Monday, depending on the schedule. But, yeah, when you sit down, when you have that conversation with them, in there, you'll be able to do it. So let's do – and you're not doing – and no one's doing your SEO right now, right? You just broke up a little bit, Yusuf, what'd you say?
I was saying if we can, I mean, I know it's up to the schedule, but they hopefully can push for it today because Monday I have a window job. Might get awkward, but we'll figure it out. Let me know what you think.
Yeah, Monday, or you mean today? Let me check, today's Friday. Today, no, we literally can't. Yeah, it's been so slam. Yeah, we're actually booked up. There's actually a person in each slot that's extra. I never know we can do that. So Monday, if not too, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. Obviously, the sooner the better. Monday, you can tell me what time you should be either before the window thing or after the window job that you have.
What's the latest appointment I can get with you guys?
Okay, yeah. So the latest you can do is, let's go to this 15th. And the latest you can do is 3 p.m. I'm sorry. 3
p.m. I'm sorry.
6 p.m. your time.
Perfect. Let's do like 6 p.m. I'll be
up. Yeah, actually, let me lock you in right now because these things are like filling up like crazy. So before. All right. Okay, so we'll do Monday the 15th. That would be 6 p.m. your time. And I'm going to send an email. So let me do that now. All right. So when it comes to you collecting payment at your, when you go to a job, how do you accept payment? Is it like cash? Is it check? Is it, debit,
cash,
credit?
Check. Cash, check, like Zelle. I don't know if we want to say that like that, but Zelle, like electronic.
Yep. That's a lot of people have been doing that nowadays, actually. So
super convenient. And then, yeah, you can just debit. That's fine. Debit credit is fine.
Yeah. All right.
I'll get that tidied up on my end.
All right. Debit credit. Okay. Anything else?
No. I want to start offering financing, but I don't know when that's important. I should probably get that figured out as well. But, like, I want to get with, like, a firm or some kind of company to add to my website.
Yep.
So maybe your team can help me navigate that or not?
No, not when it comes to accepting, like, what do you want to do exactly? Accepting like credit or?
I want to eventually like add a link to my website. So I want to like figure out how to get on with a firm or a company just to like walk people to make the easy steps to like press a button to get financing. I feel like a lot of people just need to get their hand held and explain like, we could come into the work and you can get financed through, a lending partner, but hey, I could find one and then figure it out, I guess, to add a link to the website.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah, if you have like a link that you want them to add or if you want them to add something like that, once you get approval for like having people accept like payments, I was trying to think of a company. Man, what was that company called?
I see one called Hearth all the time on like Facebook. And there's a couple out there with.
Yeah, there's a couple. If I think about the company, I'll let you know. You don't have to choose them. There's no affiliation with us.
Sure, but then I can do some homework with them.
At least, but I'm trying to remember. It was actually pretty good, and they accepted pretty much like anybody. I'll think about it later. But let me put you.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. I can't believe I'm drawing a blank.
I know my wife. When she worked in the dental, they had care credit. I think basically like the doctor pays like the first 90 days, like basically the doctor will be paying that interest. So like you kind of lose a little bit, but obviously you get to close a lot more deals. And then
Client,
they get the opportunity to be like, all right, pay the 90 days, same as cash or the interest is on you type of thing. So it's kind of like something
exactly.
I want to try to get.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Are you currently, are you licensed and insured or licensed or insured?
I have a business license. When you say license and insurance, what does that mean exactly?
You have a business license, you have insurance for the business? Yeah. That's
right.
All right, perfect. All right, so I got you in there for that. We are going to build a website, so we're setting that up as well. So let's put that in there.
Do they have the website name and everything? Like they have that figured out?
Yeah, we're going to get you a domain name as well. So it would be like, as an example, if it's available, northstarconstruction.com, something like that.
Because I have nscatlanta.com with GoDaddy, but I hate NSC Atlanta. It's kind of hard to explain to people. Like, NSC, MSC, that's too much. But I do want like North Star, GA.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I actually used to work for GoDaddy.
Oh, nice. Thank you, company?
Yeah. Say that again?
Hopefully not. I mean, I've had them for a while, just to use my email. So I have yhcarroll@nscatlanta.com. That was the only reason. But again, I shouldn't do NSC Atlanta. It's just too much. And I don't know that's in Atlanta.
Yeah, no, they're great for domain names for sure. They're super inexpensive. Actually, they're one of the cheapest ones that are out there. You can get them for like, $2-3 a year. And, when you renew them, they're like $19 or something like that, $20 a year or something like that, as opposed to most companies are like $40. But their websites are very, very overpriced. Like, even when I was selling them over there, I was like, it was a lot. They would charge for everything. I mean, they would charge for just to give you the ability to create it. You had to pay for your own security. You had to pay for your own, SSL certificates. You had to pay for basically to be able to even view it. And I'm like, man, this is like, Jeez, a lot.
But yeah. Even for you guys, do I get the opportunity to get an email address with my new website?
No, email address, no, that we won't do. I know GoDaddy obviously does, but yeah, we won't have it as the at. But if you ever have one, we can make the changes and get it out of here.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Now, when it comes to the payment, we're going to lock you in at $249. Now, this does come up as Google advertisements, so it is a tax write-off at the end of the year. So whatever you use to keep things, like, you know, kind of in track, I'll send you an email with the receipt and all that stuff. But if you have, like, a business card, we recommend using that. If you have a debit or credit, I mean, you can use that too. It's completely up to you. So the address,
can we change the email address?
I can do that right now, actually, before we...
Yeah, let's make the change. I'm going to go back to GoDaddy and, like, make it fix it, connect it.
Let's do... Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead.
So that's YH Carroll, so YHCARROLL, at nscatlanta.com.
All right. All right, so YHCARROLL at, and then NSCAtlanta.com.
Yeah, that part. Yeah, NSC, North Star Construction.com.
Yeah, North Star Construction, yep.
Cool beans.
All right, now was this an email that was created, or?
I created it to go with that, yeah. So I have it. I just have to log in. I was having issues logging in, but I'm going to make sure I get in touch with them so I can get back in. It's in one of my old phones, so I can see my emails once I get in. But
okay.
I got a new phone. I have issues logging back into Outlook, so I got to just get that figured out.
Okay. But, okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure because once we're done, I'm going to send you an email that's going to have all the information on there. So I just want to make sure you're at least able to get it. I'm trying to figure out why this is not coming up. So you said Y is in Yankee, H is in hotel, and then your last name. Carol, yeah. CARROLL, at, and then your initials, NSCAtlanta.com.
Yeah. Nothing?
Well, it just comes up saying that it's invalid.
That's weird. You can CC me or whatever, but at hotmail.com, same thing. Why is Carol at hotmail.com? I'll get it on that. That's fine. I can make
that one came
right
up. That one came up good. Yeah, I was just a little nervous that if it wasn't like rigid, like activated,
it's gonna bounce back. That's fair. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Just get in contact with them, and then you can see what's up with that email. But yeah. So let me update this. Okay. So I got yhcarroll@hotmail.com. Right.
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right. Back to the billing. So when it comes to the address, is the address the same? The 1995 Kilcrest Road, Bethlehem, Georgia?
Yeah, that's it.
Perfect. And the name of the card, Yusuf Carroll, same first and last name. Does it have your business name on there at all?
It does have the business name on it as well.
It does? Okay, perfect. And what type of card is it? Is it Master Visa Discovered?
Visa.
Visa, perfect. All right, so whenever you're ready, I'll get the card number now, and then I'm going to read you off a voice verification so we can close the listing. But we'll start with the card number, expiration, and then 3 digits on the back whenever you're ready.
Crap. I'm going to ask you after, but anyway, it's 4802-1379-7123-3822.
Mm-hmm. All right, and expiration?
524.
Okay. And 3 digits on the back.
Oh, don't kill me, man. I'm sorry. that's the 3 digits, 524. The expiration is 0625. My bad.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay. Got it. Okay, so 0625 and then 524 is on the back.
Yes.
Perfect. You said you were asking a question, though?
Oh, I really meant to ask you, could you send me, like, an example website of, like, what you guys produce for your clients?
Oh, yeah.
And I've been too deep at this point, but can you still send it if possible? Like, I want to see what you guys are going to make.
Yeah, I can definitely send that to you. That's actually no problem. We have a ton of different examples of each of the businesses that we offer like SEO solutions to. So I'll find one that does, that we did one for like a general contractor, at least close to it. So you can take a look and see what we did. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I can do that. Do you want me to, I know you're driving. I can send it to you via text message. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's perfect. Let me text. Thanks so much. I mean, so yeah, we see my brother-in-law and we weren't impressed, but it is fine. I mean, he said it works. I interpreted it. So that he got a couple of leads off of it that ended up working out to be a decent job. So, I just wanted to look good though. I mean, I don't know. I guess presentation first.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let me send, I'm going to send this to the, it's going to go to 404-919-7249.
Send it to my number, 678. Yeah.
That's what it was. 678 yours. Okay, let me switch that.
764, yeah.
Yeah. I just sent you one quick. It's like a generic one. You can kind of look around and take a look and see how we basically build sites. But you should get that in your text in like 10 seconds.
Yeah, I got it. So for electrician and set or something?
Is that what it comes up? Okay, yeah, I was gonna say, because I can send you one specifically for yours. Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome.
Yep. Okay. All right, now we're gonna do a security question here. So you can choose one out of the three. You let me know which one you want. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name, okay. And what is the, can you spell that for me?
White, W-H-I-T.
White, so.
Yeah, I get the color.
Yeah, I thought you said she's white, as in like her nationality is white, and I was like, all right. I'm like, okay.
No. You got some roots in there, but
I was gonna say. Probably didn't think so. all right. And let me go ahead and read you off that voice verification. Nothing for you to look at right now. I know you say you're driving. So I actually didn't know you were driving, so I apologize. But, this is just to outline everything. It's just to outline everything. Kind of reiterates what we've already talked about, but just to kind of lay it all out. So if you have any questions or concerns, obviously now's the time to let me know, and then that way I can reiterate it to you, explain it to you a little bit differently, whatever it's going to take to make sure that we all understand. All right? Sounds good?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, so here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
North Star Construction.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Yusuf Carroll, CEO.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, obviously, to get the results as fast as possible, you don't really have much online right now, so we're quite literally doing just about everything. So there's going to be some times where we're going to call you to kind of move that needle forward, all right? Anytime we call, it's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. It's always just try to figure out how we can kind of progress the, you know, the listing on Google or your website or Facebook or something, okay? So there'll be an 877 number. It should be – I might have even already sent it to you. I'll just double-check, make sure you have all my information again. I know we've been kind of texting back and forth and stuff like that, but I'll double-check just to make sure you have it. But in hiring – Local Splash is your certified marketing representative. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And your initial payment is going to be today. That'd be 112 of 24. That's going to be in the amount of only $249. So setup fees waived, and also the price is reduced as well to only $249. I'm locking you in at that rate as well. So we make it simple. It's always going to be the 12th of every month that $249 is going to be handled. So February 12th, March 12th, so on and so forth. And as I mentioned to you earlier, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting customer support. It's going to be this 877 number that I'm going to send to you, and that's in order to prevent your charges for next month. All you have to do is make sure you're contacting us within 3 days of your next billing cycle, and we'll get you all squared away. We even have a pause feature here. So if you ever want us to pause the listing on Google because you're getting too much work, give us a call. We can put a pause on it. And then what we'll do is that we'll obviously like keep the website and all that stuff up and running. And then whenever you're ready to start the marketing portion of it, give us a call and we'll start the marketing again for you. Okay.
Awesome.
Perfect. Now, do you agree and understand to, the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. And I'm going to go ahead and process this now here for you. Once you do, I know you're driving. There's going to be some terms and conditions that are going to be sent to you via text message, and you're going to get your receipt and everything like that through your email address, okay? So remember, we switched it to the Hotmail one, so you're going to get your information through the Hotmail. But the text message, that can be done at any time. You can do it as soon as you pull over if you ever want to read through it. At the bottom, there's going to be a signature and check marks. It's pretty easy to follow through. You know you did it correctly when you go to a login. You can stop there. You don't have to click on anything. The team that you meet on Monday, they're going to go over all that with you as well. And if you get stuck, need any help, you can call me back or just wait until Monday. They can help you sign the terms and conditions on Monday as well when you see them at 6 o'clock then, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So let me go ahead and process this now and see, make sure that these text messages and emails and all that stuff go through. And then we should be set. You still got some work to do right now? Like, are you headed to another job or are you done for the day?
No, heading back in. Well, it never ends as a business owner, let me tell you. Jesus. I'm headed back in. No, I guess it's more hard to work when I get announced. But no, but yeah, it's a blessing. But no, yeah, so I'm heading back in. So just like 15 minutes.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. I was gonna say, I don't know if you're going to, and I forgot you're on the East Coast, so it's, what is it,
yeah.
4:30 over there?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, got it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, everything came back good here, Yusuf. The listing is closed. Congratulations. You're now the proud owner of the listing there in Google for your area. Now, it's obviously on us, okay? So we're going to go ahead and prove all the things that we were telling you. I did send you those generic emails. Shoot me a text message if you want me to send you something a little bit more specific so you can see. But you'll be able to at least get an idea. Like, this isn't just like a simple one-page, you know, two words on the website. You know, it's a professional site. It's mobile-friendly. It works on tablets. It works on desktop computers. Works on phones. Doesn't matter. It's going to look really nice everywhere. And then obviously for Google and Facebook, they'll get into the weeds of it on Monday. So do you got any other questions or concerns for me?
No, I think that's it. Yeah. I think once we get rolling, I'm excited, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm super excited too, man. Congratulations for sure. We're excited to crush it. So that way your friend is, could jump ship and give him my information.
Yeah, no, of course. Well, definitely.
You know, let us prove it first, okay? And then you start. I don't ever ask anybody to do something until, you know, it's something that you want. So let us do what
No,
we
but
gotta
even
do.
For him, he kind of, when he got on, he kind of mentioned them to me, and I was skeptical because he said he had improved. Yeah, so this is a year later. I'm like, hey, how's that work out with that one company? He's like, no, I'm probably still with them. I'm like, oh, I guess it's official, so.
Yeah, I guess it's good.
I think they had a better product. He just pays the $50, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go with these people. No, I appreciate your time, man. Thanks for helping out.
Yeah, not a problem. Absolutely. That's what we're here for. So you have my information. Give me a ring if you need me. If not, be prepared for Monday. And then, you know, you have yourself a great rest of your day then, okay? Yusuf, it was a pleasure speaking with you. And thanks for reaching out again.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man. We'll get later.
Not a problem. See you.